Hello, everybody. Friday, November 18th, 2022. We've got what I hope is a fun one today. We've got some grunt work and some midline and some lower body below parallel single leg strength, which is a great thing to develop. The workout of the day is a 15-minute AMRAP, so as many rounds or reps as possible in 15 minutes. Of a 24 meter, I know, it's a weird number, sorry, just measure 12 meters out, 12 meters back, good to go. 24 meter dumbbell farmer's carry, that's with a pair of dumbbells. Then you've got the dumbbells in your hands anyway, might as well hold them in your hands, put them on the front rack, do whatever you want to do as long as they're on your body. Do 4 dumbbell box step-ups, that's 4 total. So, you know, 2 each leg, so to speak, 4 total. Then go ahead, drop the dumbbells, and do 6 V-ups. That's considered one round. Do that as many times as you can in 15 minutes. I said you choose the box height and you choose the loading. Can be a pair of dumbbells, could be a pair of kettlebells, could be, you know, whatever makes sense for you. You choose the height, you choose the loading. And the reason that I said that is, especially for the box height with the dumbbell box step up, not every guy in the world needs to step up to a 24-inch box. Not every female needs to step up to a 20-inch box. Whatever box height, ideally, when you have one leg extended to the ground and you put one foot up on the box, if somebody looked at you from the side, they would want to see that the leg that's on the box, your knee is just slightly above your hip. So you're just below parallel. Whatever height gets you there, great. That's all you need. You'll get the benefit from the workout. And then as far as the loading goes, now a very traditional loading would be the loading that we use all the time, right? A pair of 50-pound dumbbells for men and a pair of 35-pound dumbbells for women. And those might be the right call for a really big part of the Lynchman community. Great. But if you need to go a bit lighter, all good. Heck, if you want to go a bit heavier than you can, have at it. My goal would be to use those 6 V-ups as, I hate to use the word rest, but it's about the only time that you don't have, it is the only time you don't have the dumbbells in your hands. So to use that precious time to quote unquote recover a little bit, I know that's silly to say, so that you can get back up, get the dumbbells, walk them back, do the box step-ups. That might happen for a couple of rounds, maybe even 3 rounds. Then what will most likely be the next evolution, and that's perfectly okay, you do the 24 meter dumbbell farmer's carry. You've got the dumbbells, you get the box right there. So you use the box as a wonderful little place to rest. You set the dumbbells in the box. You go, okay, 4 box step ups, I can do this. Then you grab the dumbbells again. You do your 4 box step ups. You set them down, you do your V ups, and it eventually gets broken up like that. That's how I see the cadence of this happening. So whatever loading you feel will allow you to keep going with that, totally good to go. And you'll just mark the height and the load that you use for this. Now let's take, you know, the dumbbell farmer's carry is just some great grunt work, but let's take a look. Again, looking at the path tells us where we're going. Again, there's a breadcrumb trail. Some below parallel strength and some midline. Dumbbell box step-ups and V-ups. Let's take a look at those two items going backwards. Tuesday we had some midline on, but it was toes to bar. Now we're doing V-ups. Of course there's midline and everything, right? We're not going down that rabbit hole. There was certainly midline on a 5x3 deadlift. We had below parallel on Monday, but that was with a overhead squat. Quite different. Barbell overhead, stabilized, different loading, 2 hands, 2 feet. Now we've got single leg, pair of dumbbells. Going back beyond that, midline, we had the GHD sit-ups on that long body weight workout that we had. We had below parallel, heavy day, front squat, again, walking lunges. So again, and those walking lunges were unladen. Now we've got single leg, but it's a box step up, it's with dumbbells. So the amount of things that as part of Lynchman you're being exposed to and the different ways in which you are developing your body, we go below parallel a ton of different ways. We strengthen our midline a ton of different ways. We go overhead a ton of different ways. And so that's why, you know, maybe you haven't, let's say, front squatted or done a thruster in a little bit, but if you look at the components that are needed to strengthen that movement, we do them all the time. And that's the mystery and the secret sauce that's all wrapped into why a certain particular thing may not come out for a few weeks because we're doing all these other things as well. We're going to go through toes to bar. We're going to go through sit-ups. We're going to go through V-ups. We're going to go through knees to elbows. We're going to go through hollow rocks. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different ways to work and strengthen the human body, and we're doing that in a very deliberate, well thought out, intentionally designed fashion. So I hope you enjoyed today's workout. Okay, let's see. We've got for the wild card option, basically the same deal, but instead of V-ups, if those are quite challenging, hollow rocks or V-ups will do the trick just fine. Scaled option has what you need, but we're going to put sit-ups in there as well. And again, you choose the height, you choose the loading. I don't care. For scaled option, you're just stepping onto a bumper plate that's 2 inches high. That's totally good to go. Or for the limited equipment option, assuming that they don't have anything to step up, they're going to do, instead of dumbbell box step-ups, they're doing 4 dumbbell walking lunges per round. So that is also on the table as a great way for anyone to modify this to meet their needs. So I hope you enjoy the workout, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for Saturday.